This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And I have some great news. One, I just ate some cashews. And you know why that's great? No, what? Chris, hang on a second. Stay with me. You know why that's great news? Cashews are what I call the all-day snack. Right? People don't realize this, but they're the all-day snack, and here's why. You eat some cashews. These were honey-roasted, not to rub my wealth on anyone's face, but they were Planters honey-roasted cashews. Got them at the gas station. Not only were they delicious when I ate them initially, but because they're cashews, for the next, I don't know, 3 or 4 days, cashews will be falling out of my teeth because that's how cashews work. Then you're sitting there randomly talking to somebody, or I'll be doing radio for the next 2 hours, and all of a sudden, oh, whoa, oh, what is that? A little party in my mouth there. A little flavor explosion courtesy of cashews, the all-day snack. So that's good news. But I have more good news. We have a lot to go through this hour, including the CNN news. Going to talk a little Trump DeSantis stuff here in a minute. Department of Defense, national divorce, all these things. But before we get to any of that, you know what time it is. Every single Monday, without exception, this is Medal of Honor Monday time. Now, what do we do? What does that mean? Every single time somebody goes out and does something heroic and wins a Medal of Honor, they do a write-up called a citation. Someone sits down and they hammer out, hey, what did he do to earn the Medal of Honor? These are all free. They're all available online. If you so desire, you could go turn off the Jesse Kelly Show and spend the rest of the evening reading them all. You can sort them in various websites by conflict or branch of service or whatever. We also take email recommendations. Remember, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, or your Medal of Honor citation things if you have a desire. This email said, hey, Crayon Eater, I suggest that you read the Medal of Honor citation for Vincent Capodanno, who served with the Marines, 3rd Division, 5th Marines in Vietnam, 1967 as a chaplain. He was one of two chaplains so honored, Semper Fi. And I can say his name is Chaplain Jim. So, without further ado, let us honor a Vietnam hero. We do this, remember, not just to remember the man, although that's important. Remember his deeds. We do this because we will change culture by changing what the kids of this nation look up to. Today, it's a YouTube star. Tomorrow, maybe it should be Vincent Robert Capodanno. Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty as chaplain of the 3rd Battalion in connection with operations against enemy forces. I need to pause here. I rarely do that. You can keep the music playing, Chris. That's fine. The chaplain, I always have to keep this in mind. A lot of people don't know this stuff. A chaplain is the religious leader of a unit. He's the religious leader of a unit. He's not a combat. It's not a combat post. He is there. Look, when we were in Kuwait before we went to Iraq, every single Sunday we still had church somewhere. If you wanted to go, the chaplain would go down and put on a church service. Gets up, gives a sermon, reads the Bible, sings some worship songs, that kind of thing. Just think of him like a military pastor. Anyway, going on. In response to reports that the 2nd platoon of M Company was in danger of being overrun by a massed enemy assaulting force, Lieutenant Capodanno left the relative safety of the company command post and ran through an open area raked with fire directly to the beleaguered platoon. Disregarding the intense enemy small arms fire, automatic weapons, and mortar fire, he moved about the battlefield, administering last rites to the dying and giving medical aid to the wounded. When an exploding mortar round inflicted painful multiple wounds to his arms and legs and severed a portion of his right hand, he steadfastly refused all medical aid. Instead, he directed the corpsmen to help their wounded comrades and, with calm vigor, continued to move about the battlefield as he provided encouragement by voice and example to the valiant Marines. Upon encountering a wounded corpsman in the direct line of fire of an enemy machine gunner positioned approximately 15 yards away, Lieutenant Capodanno rushed in a daring attempt to aid and assist the mortally wounded corpsman. At that instant, only inches from his goal, he was struck down by a burst of machine gun fire. By his heroic conduct on the battlefield and his inspiring example, Lieutenant Capodanno upheld the finest traditions of U.S. Naval service. And he gallantly gave his life in the cause of freedom. And as we often do when they have given their lives, when someone gives their lives for this country on this show, they are honored with taps. Rest in peace, warrior. All right. Now, you should know this took, and I'm going to screw up the name here. This, you know, I'm not even going to bother trying with the name. It's a South Vietnamese province. This took place in 1967. There were so many provinces in Vietnam where, or just so many general areas where the fighting, honestly, if you were assigned there, they had nicknames for them. You know, like Hamburger Hill, that was the nickname of a hill. They had valleys. They had a valley called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Like, there were just areas in Vietnam where the fighting was so intense for a variety of different reasons, and that's where this took place. The Marines of 3-5 and many other very, very brave Army, Navy, Marines, so on and so forth in Vietnam, when you got sent there, it was a bad deal. All right, enough. Let's deal with Ohio again here. Let's deal with trust. We've talked about this before on the show, but we're going to have another talk. We talk a lot about trust in institutions. We've brought this up, but it's important we understand why this matters. You are a busy human being. You have things to do. Maybe you have wife, kids, husband, job, school, practice, who knows? But you've got a lot going on in your life. And you have your own lot in life, right? Everyone has their own life to live, their own lot in life, and no two lives look the same. You have a certain thing that you're here to do. You don't have time, no matter what you're doing right now, you don't have time to also handle your own national security. You don't have time for that. No, you can't. You need a cultural institution to hand that to you. You do. It's human nature. You don't have time. You don't have the resources to be your own media. I don't need to know any information from anyone else. I will handle it all myself. You can't do that. I can't do it. We need institutions to produce that for us. You can't. You're not qualified, even if you're a doctor, you're not qualified to handle all of your own medical care. Even doctors, even the best ones out there, they have their own doctors they go see. And various doctors, you understand what I mean. You need things in life. You need help. That's part of the point. It's maybe the main point of living in a society. On top of the fact we are made to be around each other, we need each other for safety and prosperity. That way, if we come together in a society, maybe it's your job to go get information. Hey, what's the news out there? Which tribe got a new chief? Maybe it's my job to handle constructing the fence. That'd probably be something more appropriate for me. And you know, we can work together and live together because of that. Cultural institutions. So let's talk about ours, and let's talk about trust. And then we'll move on and talk about employment and the economy and Department of Defense and everything else. Let's also talk about who your hero is. Because mine, what, Chris? Chris, I wasn't talking about you. Everyone knows who your hero is. It's me, obviously. I just assume, I mean, he denies it like he's denying it now. It's pretty rude, but he doesn't have to deny what he really feels. Everyone knows. Chris wakes up in the morning and he thinks, man, I want to be like Jesse today. You, maybe you have a hero, maybe you don't, but you do need a hero gun. You do. You need to get yourself something and carry something on your person that will allow you to stop a very violent, bad human being. Hero gun has given that to you. Either the hero gun is get the hero gun that shoots the pepper balls, or you can use the hero arrow. It uses the pepper gel, non-lethal. So even if you're, I don't like guns, that's fine. Ladies, that hero arrow fits right in your purse. No more excuses left. Hero2020.com. You don't need a concealed carry permit. You don't have to be some stud. You point and shoot, and you live. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount, all right? Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Let's talk institutions and trust in Ohio. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I just want to remind you, if you miss any part of the show, which I know you would never, ever do, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Back to our institutions. I might even take phone calls later, by the way. I'm in that kind of a mood. Oh, look at that. A little more cashew. The all-day snack. What, Chris? Has a smile on my face. All right, institutions. I warned over and over and over and over again, once Donald Trump was elected, in the institutions of America, the system really, because they all work together now, as they all went all in to defeat Trump, they didn't concern themselves with anything else, with norms, rules, what was allowed, nothing else matters. And many of these people are on record saying nothing else matters at getting rid of Trump. Trump's a unique threat, so it's going to take unique things. You did. I heard you all do it. We have to. We have no choice. It's all bets are off. And I warned over and over and over again, you're killing the entire United States of America, because here's why. Even if, which he obviously wasn't, even if Trump was this unique threat, he's Hitler, he's whatever you consider it to be. If you lose all of your credibility, if you burn it all in order to get rid of him, that in the end, even if you get rid of him, which I guess you could argue they did, that you're not left with anything. Because one thing corrupt leaders forget, and this is the history of the world, this is not just our country, and it's definitely our leaders now. You always, no matter your form of government, representative republic like we are, to a monarchy, doesn't matter. You always only rule with the consent of the governed. The consent of the governed. You need us. You need us to approve of you being there. And a huge part of that is trust. But here's what's happening in the country. And this is exactly what I warned would happen. Longtime listeners will know. Things, and I said this back then, I didn't know what they would be. Things are going to come for the nation. Problems. That's just how it works. Nations are going to have problems. There are going to be conflicts, famines, wars, open wars flat out. There are going to be disasters, natural and man-made. There's going to be another virus. There are things that are going to come for our nation in the future. And when those things come next time, I warned over and over and over again, especially during COVID, I screamed it from the rooftops. When those things come next time, the next time the FDA, CDC, EPA, FBI, IRS, the medical institutions, the media, the next time you stand on the mountaintop and scream, it's the end of the world, help! Or the next time you stand on the mountaintop and scream, it's fine, don't worry, we checked it out, it's good. the people are not going to listen. Because in an effort to get rid of the big orange man, you took all of your credibility and you set it in a big old pile and you lit it on fire. And you're going to demand, or you're going to ask one day, I warned you back then, you're going to ask or you're going to demand to have my trust the next time you tell me something that's super important. And the irony is, the next time maybe you'll be telling the truth and maybe it is super important and maybe you are being honest, but none of that matters. None of it. Once the trust is gone. Because here's the thing about trust. You don't just walk up to the trust light switch and just beep, turn it on again. That's not how it works. You don't have to go out to the breaker box with the flashlight and your slippers at night trying to find it to get, and just beep, click up. The trust is back on, honey. Try it now. That's not how it works. You can't lie about everything all the time. And then in the wake of an ecological, frankly, medical disaster, that's what it looks like in Ohio, you don't get to step up in front of everybody and say, hey, trust the government.
As a father, I trust the science. I trust the methodology that this state is using. If the EPA
said that
my air quality was safe, and the state said that the water has been tested and the water quality is safe, then I would trust those readings. I am asking that they trust the government, and that's hard. We know that there is a lack of trust, which is why the state and the federal government have pledged to be very transparent.
The same government that told us we should stand 6 feet away from each other in response to a virus? Should they trust that government? The same government, just want to make sure I'm trying to follow along here. You're telling people they should just trust the government when the government, they facilitate the fast tracking of a vaccine, and then they told people that not only if they took it, they would be protected from COVID, which turned out to be a lie. They told people if they took it, that they wouldn't spread COVID, which turned out to be a lie. In fact, they were so sure of it, they told you you'd be fired if you didn't take it. Remember, the only point in a mandate is if it stops the spread, which it never did. So again, I want to come back to this. You don't get to now simply demand it back. And I'm sorry, but you don't get to ask for it back either. It has to be earned. And now we have this disaster in Ohio and it's too late. It's too late. There's no time for you to earn it back. That doesn't help anybody now. That's the problem. All right. We're going to talk a little Trump and Heavy D. Maybe take some calls tonight. 877-377-4373. Don Lemon in trouble. It's glorious. Let's get to an email or two. Jesse, I've been putting in the practice time with my Mantis X, and it has improved my already impressive shooting skills. And he said, laugh out loud. Tonight, I shot a group of 20 rounds into a 2-inch diameter dot at 10 yards offhand. Dang. With a stock Smith & Wesson MP9. Oh, wow. I can't make it to the range every week, so it helps to be able to get in several days of dry practice every week. Don't believe me? See the attached picture of the group I shot tonight. And he actually did attach the picture. And dang, son, that's what a heck of a group. Look, whether you're a beginner, that's fine. Mantis X is right for you. It attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice in your home. Or maybe you're one of these super studs. It will help you improve too. It'll put you through drills. It will get you better. But don't just own a weapon. Become proficient with it. And you can do this without firing a shot. Go to MantisX.com. They'll ship it to your house. You attach it to your weapon and you practice in your living room. MantisX.com. All right? Hang on. Say the Joker to the thief. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and let's do a little Trump Heavy D update. And I need to clarify something before we get into this here. Whenever we talk about the Trump Heavy D primary battle, that is just kind of in its early stages and getting going, I will get this from both camps. And I'm telling you, I get this in both camps because I ain't in either camp. But this is what I get in both camps. If I start talking about Heavy D in any way, I will get this from the from not everybody, of course. This is not an indictment of everybody, but I'll get some of this from the Trump camp. Heavy D isn't even running. Why are you talking about him? He's not even running. Okay, look, I don't pretend to be some CIA operative or something like that, or really some veteran journalist. The whole journalist Jesse thing is just a tongue-in-cheek thing. But just by the fact I've done this for a few years, I do have sources, some. I'm not guessing. He's running. He's been running. And actually, we're going to get back to that in a minute. Forming a campaign, putting together a team quietly behind the scenes, and running. Jesse, stop talking about him. Headline. Ron DeSantis kicks off pro-police tour of New York City, Philadelphia, and Chicago this week. What do you think he's doing? Just going to see the sights? Just wanting to take the old lady shopping? What do you think? Come on, grow up. Of course he's running. Of course I'm going to talk about him. He matters. He's huge. He's the only opponent in the Republican primary with a chance to beat Donald Trump. It matters a lot. And I'll get this from some in the Heavy D camp. Jesse, stop talking about Trump. I'm so over him. Trump doesn't matter. Just ignore him. I don't know why we're talking about him. He's so ridiculous. You don't know why we're talking about the billionaire former president of the United States of America and currently the likely Republican nominee to take on Joe Biden for the presidency again in 2024? You don't know why we're talking about him? Come on. This stuff matters. This stuff is going to determine party leadership going forward. They both matter a lot. We're going to talk about the state of that race a lot in ways that offend people in both camps a lot because I'm not in either camp. I don't know who I'm voting for yet. I have real problems with both of them. I have things I love about both of them. I don't know. Now, on that note, Trump was struggling for a bit. You know, the NFT trading cards and embarrassing stuff like that. Trump's campaign has gotten so much better recently. You can tell, just like I said before, he's gotten the heck out of from all those butt kissers in Mar-a-Lago and spent some time amongst real people, and he's back to making savvy Trump moves like he's done before. Headline, Trump plans to visit East Palestine, says the locals need help. That's an outstanding move for two different reasons. There's something, well, it's actually one reason, but there's something that rarely happens in politics. It's very, very rare, but it happens. When you have something that benefits you politically while also benefiting the people, this is a genius political move because the optics behind it look awesome for Trump. Again, man of the people, man of the Rust Belt, not leaving people behind. Joe Biden's over there in Ukraine as Donald Trump is going to East Palestine. This is good. It's good for him politically, but also it forces more attention to be paid to these people because Trump, wherever he goes, there's a huge spotlight on him. So when Trump goes and touches down in East Palestine, the spotlight follows him there. And therefore, that spotlight catches those poor people who are drinking poison right now, and they're more able to get help. It's probably going to embarrass the Biden regime into doing something for him. That's a good move, man. That's it. Not only a savvy political move, that's just flat out good for the people of Ohio and good for Trump for it. Good for Trump for it. Now, that's the good part. The bad part is this. It's back to what we've talked about over and over again. I'm not going to repeat myself on the whole styles make fights thing. Trump needs Heavy D to get into the race. He needs him to get into the race. He needs him to get in now. That way, he's completely exposed and he can beat up Heavy D every chance he gets. He needs Heavy D to get down in the mud with him where Trump thrives. And he needs it to be a street fight. Trump's a street fighter. That's how he fights. Heavy D needs to stay out for now. This ends at some point, but for now, he needs to do the shadow campaign thing, which is really what it is. He's out there in New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, giving speeches at every Tom, Dick, and Harry Republican Club. I saw he was giving speeches or agreed to give one in Dallas, Texas. He's crisscrossing the country, running for office, but not running for office yet. So it still allows him, it gives him the freedom to step back and say, hey, I don't get involved in all these fights, these Republican fights. I'm busy just being a governor. Not really true. But again, it's smart. He needs to stay out as long as he can. That's smart. Trump trying to drag him in is smart. Heavy D doing that is smart. There is something that is not smart and something Trump desperately needs to get a hold of. I don't know if they can, but he does. This is from Donald Trump. This was, I believe this is the one, if not, there's one similar to it that was posted at 1 a.m. In writer Selena Zito's fake news puff piece about DeSantis, you've heard Selena Zito a thousand times on this show, just not only an angel of a woman, Selena Zito was somebody who was hugely, hugely, I don't want to say a Trump fan, but covered his candidacy last election, and in fact wrote a book, I think it's called The Great Revolt, wrote this outstanding book about Trump's win and how he captured hearts and minds. Like, Zito is not some anti-Trump lady. Like, she was all about Trump. She's from Pennsylvania, loves that Rust Belt life. So she wrote some piece, I think it was in the New York Post, about Ron DeSantis, and it was a complimentary piece about it. Trump, in the middle of the night, gets up and says this. In writer Selena Zito's fake news puff piece about DeSantis, which supposedly appeared in the dying New York Post, which is way down in readership, just like Fox News is way down in ratings, why doesn't she mention that he wants to cut Social Security and Medicare and loves losers like Jeb Bush and Paul Ryan and Karl Rove and is getting clobbered in the latest polls by me? DeSantis is a rhino who's trying to hide his past. I don't read that. Okay, whatever. All right. Let's talk. Let's talk about times changing and why adjustments need to be made. Because this idiocy is not going to work anymore. I don't care about the name calling or any of that, but this, it looks terrible for Trump. We'll talk about that in a second. And we'll take some calls tonight. 877-377-4373. You're welcome to call now. Before we get to that, let's get to the Do Good Village, baby. Chris, we've got to go see it still. Remember, Tunnel to Towers in Lando Lakes, Florida. Tunnel to Towers has an entire community now that they're building for widows and orphans. Think how crazy that is. Think how crazy cool that is. Instead of just doing what they've always done, which is amazing, paying off mortgages for first responder families when a loved one is gone, or Gold Star families when dad or mom doesn't come home. Now they're building for them an entire community to come together and be together and support each other. Is that not the coolest thing ever? You can help them. They ask for $11 a month. Go to t2t.org, and we can all be part of building that community for widows and orphans, thanking the fallen. t2t.org. Go give today, okay? Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone? Who knows? Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday night. Man, it's been a huge Monday night. Now, we'll get to the calls in a few. Got to get to some emails. Got to finish this Trump Heavy D thing. Got to get to then I'll get to some calls and emails. But all right, on the Trump Heavy D front, they're both making a lot of smart moves. I think Trump's campaign is being much smarter now. You can tell he's getting back in a groove, and I like to see that. No more NFT trading cards. Let's get out there on the campaign trail. And he's been dynamite lately on message and dynamite. DeSantis has been very good lately too. Headline from DeSantis. DeSantis wants to move the feds outside of D.C. That's one of those incredible policy things. Don't know if it's one of those things that can happen, but that's a smart campaign move, a good thing. That's a good. They're both making good moves. I've brought this up before. I'm going to bring it up again on the show. When it comes to the Trump campaign, that there is, you know what a meme is? A lot of people don't, because there are a lot of older folks who listen. But all, you know, everyone knows what political cartoons are. It's just an online version of a political cartoon. That's all it is. Someone takes a picture and they edit it, throw some words in there. These young kids do their Photoshop thing or however they do that tomfoolery. And soon you have something clever or biting, or clever and biting. Those are the best, something like that. Well, there's a picture out there, and it's of there's this guy, and he's decked out in SWAT gear. You can't even see his face. Helmet, Kevlar, weapon, the works. He looks like he's ready for war. And beside this guy is this, I don't know how old she is. She looks like a teenage girl. This teenage girl, innocent as can be looking, with this huge smile on her face. She just looks like, you know, hey, mommy, can I have some ice cream? That's what she looks like. And there's a pic, and this girl, on this girl, she's wearing this MAGA hat. And it says over top of the girl, my politics in 2016. Okay, so in 2016, it was just MAGA, baby, and this is fun, and it's crazy, and it's different. And then over the guy, who's all decked out in combat gear, ready for war, it says, my politics now. Trump and social media. Here's an honest look. This, I'm just giving it to you between the eyes. This is you and me. I love Trump on social media. I think he is witty and hilarious. And I think it's great that political candidates will drop the stuffiness and come out and just throw everything against the wall. Just say anything. I think that's hilarious. I love it. But I am in such a tiny minority, it's frightening. Remember, I do not hang around politicos. I hang around normal people, and they're all Republican. They all vote Republican. Many of them are Trump fans. To a man, to a woman, they are embarrassed and they cringe when Trump goes off in some ridiculous 1 a.m. tirade, calling people horse face and meatball and things like that. Now, I like it. I'm biased. I like it. Maybe you like it. This kind of thing doesn't work now, because in 2016 we were up against Hillary, but we still had, you know, oh, we still had a little hope out there, and out comes Trump with this great sense of humor, and gosh, he's killing it. And oh, okay, look at this guy on social media. It's funny. He's calling people names. It's woohoo! And then we watched, America watched, courtesy of Trump's presence, and we figured out that, oh, all of our cultural institutions, they're all against us now. We have a broken nation and we're surrounded by enemies. And now you and I, voters, we are angry. We are scared. We think that things are changing drastically and rapidly for the worse in this country. What does that mean for Team Trump? And I know they're listening. Listen, fellas, what does that mean? It doesn't mean you can't be nasty and call people names and blast away and stuff like that. But you run the risk of looking like an unserious lunatic right now. Lunatic, we might accept. The voting base of the GOP will not accept unserious right now. It meatball Ron DeSanctimonious. None of that stuff bothers me. DeSantis better toughen up if he's going to get in the primary. That's the way it's going to be. But if you go on too many of those rants late at night, you don't look like somebody who can take on the system next time. It's not working in 2023. That's not, look, I'm not even blaming Trump. That's what he did last time and it worked. Times changed. It's what I've been trying to get through. Times change. Times change. What a Republican campaigned on in 1970 isn't in the same stratosphere as what a Republican could have campaigned on in 1984. And that's not in the same stratosphere. If you take the great Ronald Reagan and you brought him out here today, we need Reagan back. Conservatives love to say this all the time. Bring Reagan back. Reagan could bring that exact same message he ran on today, and he'd get 2% in the primary. People don't want to hear about it. They don't. Because times change as the nation changes, as people change. The unhinged 1 a.m. rant against the New York Post doesn't make you sound like a tough fighter. It makes you sound unserious. And right now, people demand serious because we think it's a serious time. Now, I don't mean stuffy. Trump's never going to be stuffy. I don't want him to be stuffy. Throw in some nicknames and stuff like that. You just got to be careful with that or it ends up doing more harm than good. That's my point. 877-377-4373. Let's get to an email or two first, then we'll get to these calls. Magnificent Oracle, I was listening to your podcast on Friday about planes falling out of the sky at the exact moment I was taking off on a flight. Your timing and oracleness are unmatched, and my jeans are now full as I send this email midair. The good news is I already pre-ordered the Anti-Communist Manifesto from jessekellybook.com, so if my woke pilot splatters us into the side of a mountain, you'll already have my money. And my widow will have your handsome face on the book's dust jacket to help her get over my death. Listen, thank you. His name is Adam. Okay, couple things. One, remember, living and dying is something that happens to everybody. But only a few people in history could own the Anti-Communist Manifesto. What, Chris? That can be purchased at jessekellybook.com. That's one. Two, speaking of the photo inside the jacket, so I'm in a little bit of dilemma. By the way, you know what? I'm going to ask you. 877-377-4373. You're the listener. We had a photographer come to the house today. The publisher had a photographer come to the house because the publisher asked for a picture, a professional picture, and I didn't have one. So we had to come out to the house. And we decided we were going to go one of two directions with the picture on the inside jacket of the book. Stay with me. One, we thought we'd go over the top with some professor look. Because I'm so stupid, you know, and so uneducated. Remember, I went to community college. We thought if I went out of my way to look super smart, that would be funny, that people would get it and they'd be funny. Oh, Chris, we went glasses. I had a pipe, one of the tobacco pipes I got talked about. And then on the other end, we went with something that was different. We went with something totally redneck. I have this shirt that says fireworks and beer on it, and I have an American flag hat. And I went and got a beer with a koozie in it. And I even found a cigarette. We had to track down a cigarette. And I put a cigarette hanging out of my mouth. And we're thinking about putting that in the book. I can't decide what I want. Anyway, we'll talk about whatever tonight. 877-377-4373. You know what I should have done, Chris? To help everyone out? I should have been holding a male vitality stack from Chalk. That's what I should have done. Then everybody who bought the Anti-Communist Manifesto would have opened it up and said, oh, well, look at that. Oh, natural herbal supplements? Natural herbal supplements that'll actually make me better? Feel better? You know, I've been taking a male vitality stack for 9-10 months now. Do you have any idea how good I feel late into the day now? It is incredible, man. And again, not big pharma. No more chemical filth. Natural herbal supplements, Chalk. The anti-communists at Chalk have everything you need. Go to CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off a subscription, all right? So get the subscription. Chalk.com, promo Jesse. 877-377-4373. Your calls and Don Lemon. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.